Welcome to episode number 2 of the Collar and Elbow Tie Up podcast. Like WCW Thunder, we went on hiatus.
That's right.
But we're back. Tim Dittman, Colin Likas with you, previewing WrestleMania this weekend. This is the WrestleMania. I'm going to be very cynical during this podcast. I'm calling this the WrestleMania filled with people who shouldn't be wrestling.
That's entirely fair.
So let's start with the match that may or may not happen. John Cena versus The Undertaker. Why?
Like,
why can't Undertaker just ride off into the sunset?
Undertaker cannot retire because nobody is satisfied with what his quote-unquote final match should be.
Exactly.
The build of this has just been so weird, too. I mean, it almost makes you feel like they think Undertaker was going to be healthy enough to wrestle, and now he's maybe not, and now they don't know what to do. So...
I don't know. And then you look at, you know, John Cena. He's been kind of floating around in the mid-card for a long time.
He's doing his movie thing.
He's doing his movie thing. And, you know, he's obviously on the back nine of his career. Mm. So you got to wonder where he goes from here.
Yeah.
You know, if he's, you know, people are saying, is he going to break Ric Flair's record? Is he ever going to have a heel turn? What's he going to do? He's just kind of floating out there, not doing a whole lot right now.
Yeah, I mean, well, first you got to put him on one specific show. I don't think you can have him jumping back and forth because that just doesn't do him any favors for storyline purpose. But I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get him to break the record just before to send him off. Just how they do that is anyone's guess right now.
Sure. All right, another group of people, at least two of them, that shouldn't be wrestling. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. You know, I think it's great that Daniel Bryan's back. But it's just, you know, you would hate to see him land on his head and hurt himself and have this whole comeback be for nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, right away, the first segment they had him actually fighting, he took a haluva kick right to the dome. That was a little scary. And the way he was kind of falling, doing those drop kicks, it's a little goofy, like he's trying not to fall on his head, but he can't help himself. And it's a mess right now dealing with his non-wrestling injuries. So
I don't know. You know, I would think that Daniel Bryan would pick up the win here to kind of get the sentimental comeback win. But then where does that leave Sammy and Kevin?
They've lost to everybody pretty much.
Yeah, well,
so.
You know, what are they, you know, they've already been quote unquote fired. So I mean, like, what are they going to do?
Those two could easily pin Shane and nobody would think twice about it. Shane loses at every
That's
WrestleMania
true.
Anyway.
That's
so
true.
Have Daniel do, not necessarily a stretcher job, but, you know, put him through a table, two tables, just keep him out of commission and beat up Shane.
Probably what's going to end up happening.
As long as Shane's healthy, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, no matter what that guy's going through, it seems like he'll take any bump that you tell him to
take. He's nuts. Yeah, he's nuts.
All right, this is another one where I'm going to be super cynical. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah.
All four of the people in this match, I think, have no business wrestling.
You know,
and the Ronda Rousey experiment, I think I've talked to you about it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's just... Her mic work, her acting, and her ability to take a bump and to, you know, give you know, put moves on other people. It's just, you would think they would have had her ready at this point, but it sounds like they're not.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a ways to go. And I mean, they almost had to throw her into a high profile event to start off with because WrestleMania was right there. And, you know, it made sense based on the last time she was in. So, I mean, I feel like some of her flaws are being exposed more than they would be if she was wrestling some mid-card woman to start off. But yeah, but beyond that, I mean, you've got Kurt Angle, who had to be carried through his last match, Triple H, who's...
I mean, he can still go.
Yeah, he can still
but
go, yeah.
I mean, he's an executive at this point.
Yeah, and Triple H has always worked a slow and sometimes boring style, and that's not going to change now that he's older, and Stephanie pretty much has to be carried by whoever she's in the ring with, so...
Right. All right, well, let's highlight just one of the women's matches, because it's the one that is real. I mean, Alexa versus Nia, to me, boring. All right, Charlotte and Asuka. I think this has the potential to be really good.
Yeah, it can be. I'm just curious to see how they finish it. I don't think they're going to have Asuka lose yet. I also don't think they want to put the belt on her on SmackDown right now. So maybe they do a double down and have Carmella cash in, which they've been teasing for eternity. And she's held that belt or that briefcase for in eternity. Because I really don't, I mean, Charlotte's a better heel than face, so I guess you could turn Charlotte heel and have Asuka and Charlotte feud, but do you really want Asuka on SmackDown? Because there's, like, nobody else besides Charlotte for her to fight there.
That's exactly right.
So
I got a feeling Charlotte's going to be tapping. That's my call.
Yeah, I could see that, too. I just don't see Asuka losing.
Right.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I think they've hyped her up so much that, mm-hmm. you know, on this biggest stage, to have all that kind of come
fizzle out
would be kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah,
it
would be very.
Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, obviously the rematch of New Japan, two of the best workers on the roster. I think, you know, Shinsuke is obviously a fan favorite. I don't think he's as over as WWE would probably like.
No.
I think there's just a little something missing there. So for that, I say AJ retains.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite as over because they kind of muffled his early booking. I mean, they kind of made him look a little weak early on, and then they decided, oh, we should probably, you know, early, which is good. At least they're using him right. Yeah, I mean, I would be happy with either winner. I just hope they let them wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they don't cut them off so we can watch Brock and Roman throw each other around for an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where on the card they place that
one. Yeah, it will be.
And that leads us to the final match that we're going to highlight, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. Of course, a rematch of WrestleMania 31. We all know how that ended with Seth Rollins cashing in.
Yep.
This is another one. I hate to be cynical all the time. I'm not a big Brock guy.
Well.
Especially
since his contract is up, reportedly.
Right. It's just, you know, he doesn't talk. He doesn't have mic skills, so they have Paul Heyman talk for him.
Yep.
And like you said, all of his masters are just throwing guys around. Suplex, suplex, F5, match over. It's just, that doesn't appeal to me at all.
Sure, and I understand that. Yeah, and I mean, I would have said off the bat, if this match didn't exist, that the Rousey-Kurt Angle win would be the easiest thing to predict, but I'm pretty sure the Roman Reigns win is coming from about 2 million miles away. They've been booking this for a year solid. I mean, it's not... If Roman doesn't win, it would be the most shocking thing on this show. It would be insane.
I would say that's... Yeah, with him being, you know, the quote-unquote Vince's boy face of the company.
Right.
And like you said, with the...
Brock's probably leaving.
Brock's probably out, then I don't know. So, you know, we only highlighted some of the matches here. You know, it has the potential, I think, to be a good card.
It does.
If maybe, you know, maybe Ronda Rousey surprises us and has a really good match.
She doesn't have to talk, so...
Maybe, you know, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, you know, put on a really good show. And, you know, maybe... You know, Undertaker, for some reason, doesn't look like an old fogey and actually comes out and puts on a good
show.
He's
like 53. Yeah, that's...
It's a long shot, but you never know. So.
I mean, the match I'm really curious about that we didn't mention is the triple threat for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
Those three guys are three of the best workers in the company outside of like AJ and Shinsuke and a few others. I think that could be the match that steals the show, but I also think it's probably going to be the match that goes on first, like right after the pre-show.
Yeah.
So
it is sometimes. Yep. All right, we will post this to all of our social media and reach out to us if you have any predictions or if you think we're crazy and if you think Ronda Rousey is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Especially if you think we're crazy, please
reach
out.
Then let us know, and we may do, I guess, the next big one, SummerSlam, so
That's
may do another one of these in a few months.
Very good.